Go on, dear. You saved a life.
Yeah, unbelievable story.
Yeah, it's a really amazing story. You just shared the story. If you missed it, can you do like a quick recap on the moment that you did save a human life?
So we're living in Brisbane at the time. Upstairs was an Airbnb, so there was always weird sounds coming from upstairs. We woke up in the morning and we hear this.
It's a very strange sound.
And I was like, oh, God. So we banged on the roof saying, shut the hell up. Went on a wine tour that day and my wife Jamie kept saying, I've got a bad feeling about that noise. And when we came back, the noise was still happening. So I said, all right, let's go. Let's make this thing happen. So I push the stairway up, the thing that was blocking it, I push it up. Jamie squeezes through and she loses her mind. She screams, call an ambulance, which I called, by the way. I called the ambulance. The ambulance gets there, saved a life. We got a thank you card and a candle. Had a triple heart attack, the poor lady.
Yeah, but she survived. She was okay.
She did. Because... and they said any longer than that and might not have been with us. So that is it. That's all you really need to know.
It's a great story.
Probably could have got us a bit more than a candle and a card, but that's a separate issue for another time.
I just need to raise a couple of things that have come to light since you shared that story on air.
Yep.
First of all, in the original pitch, you said that you saved a life.
I said we. So I was there. It's myself and my wife, Jamie.
You said that you had saved a life. And I do think the credit needs to go to Jamie.
Equal credit.
She found the person nearly dying on the floor.
Yeah, but without me pushing the staircase up, she wouldn't have got in. So
then let's backtrack to in the morning when Jamie said, hey, I want to go up there and check what's going on because my gut feel said that there's something wrong. And you said, nah, don't worry about it. Let's go on the wine tour.
She didn't say, I want to go up there. She just kept saying she had a bad feeling. And I said, nah, you got nothing. It's fine. There's always weird noises coming from up there.
Yeah, but it turned out that her gut was right. Feeling was right. And speaking of guts, true or false, you, after the wine tour, were feeling peckish and needed to smash a tub of fried rice prior to lifting the barrier up from the staircase to get Jamie into the apartment to save the woman's life.
True. I was hungry. After being at the wine tour, it was a long bus ride back, and I said to Jamie, I was like, I've got to eat this thing, not knowing what was upstairs, by the way, at this point in time. But I said, let me eat my rice first, which I did, and then...
Priorities, man.
And then we lifted the lid But yes, I did indulge in some fried rice prior to saving the life, yes.
Just needed is there anything? No, that was just
anything else you need to know?
I feel like now everyone has the full picture of what happened. It's good. Yeah. And who was the card addressed to as well? What did the card say that the card. Person on the left-hand page, it says?
It just says here, to the young lady who rescued the fallen lady upstairs.
Yeah, so you didn't even get a mention in the shout out.
Where's
thank
my
you
credit?
Card.
Where is my
no
credit?
Credit? No credit, mate.
Shouldn't have even lifted the stairs.
No,
well that's
you
fine.
Should have. You did great.
I've got a pen here. I'm just going to make a little amendment to the
lady,
young lady,
and
handsome fellow,
full of fried rice.